Jim, students are moving into UB today. Share with me the excitement happening right now coming into the school year, as well as share the work that goes into making sure everyone gets moved in here properly.
Well, it's a monumental effort, first of all. And today, of course, is our big freshman move-in day. So we're bringing in thousands of freshmen from all around, really all around the world. And we just really want it to be a great first impression of UB and of Western New York. We want them to have a great, safe and efficient experience, but we also want them to really be excited about their first foray into the university at Buffalo.
Very good. And how many students are dorming this year? Is it more than last year?
A little bit more. We usually average around 7,000 students between all of our campuses, our residence halls and apartments, give or take a few. We had a building closed last year for renovations, and we have since reopened it. So for that reason, we do have a few more students, particularly on North Campus.
And what hall is that?
Fargo. Actually, Fargo is getting it's part of the Ellicott complex. It has a great new entry area known as the Landing. And it is just being completed right now, but we had enough of it done where we were able to reopen the actual residence hall that's attached to it.
Is there a percentage of dorming residents to commuters?
There are definitely more commuters, but we found that most of our students from outside the area do live on campus because it's a great experience for them.
When it comes to move-in day, what do you typically find the most nervous? Is it the parents? Is it the students?
I would say it's the parents. In fact, we always enjoy seeing those last opportunities for students to say goodbye to their parents, and it's usually the parents that are the ones with tears in their eyes.
So what are the different move-in days for the juniors, the sophomores, and the seniors?
So today is actually new student move-in. So most of the new students are freshmen, but we also do transfers. And then starting tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, we have our returning students. So those who have already been attending UB who are coming back to live on campus are coming in the rest of the weekend.
When kids and parents come in here on move-in day, do they typically come in with the same frequently asked questions? What do you hear a lot when they come in and ask you for questions?
Well, they always want to know about, obviously, where their rooms are located and access to busing and transportation and where the nearest stores are, because they always need extra supplies. But the one question we do hear quite often is about the Buffalo weather, and particularly the students from downstate are concerned about bringing the proper boots, clothes, coats, hats, things like that. And we always tell them it's overblown and Buffalo weather is wonderful, and that once in a blue moon we do get some snow, but nothing we can't handle.
And can you just kind of briefly walk me through the process of how people sign in and move in?
Oh yeah, it's real simple. We have check-in tents located here in the Ellicott complex. So they go, they retrieve their key and other valuable check-in information, and then they're directed to their actual residence hall room. Don't forget, we have three sites where we house our students. So we have them here in Ellicott, which is on North Campus, Governor's on North Campus, but we also have hundreds and hundreds of students living on South Campus in the city of Buffalo. So similar procedure at all locations.
Is it the same process as last year, pretty much?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it is the same. We had to vary things a little bit during COVID because there was a lot of contactless requirements for check-in, but now that COVID, I shouldn't say is gone, but since it's not as big of an issue, we've returned to some of our traditional means of checking students in.
Very good. Anything else you wanted to add, Jim?
I'm just excited that we have great weather and it's a great first impression for students and their families coming to Buffalo.